we just bow our heads, please? Father, we're here for you. We're here because it is your time for a new year. It's not the Roman system. It's not the Greek system. It's not any other system from the Chinese. It's not the Aztecs. It's you dedicating this time, dedicating a time for us to really acknowledge you as Lord and King of the universe. In Leviticus 23, and I don't want you to go there just yet, I just want to give you this piece of information. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, these are my appointed feasts. The appointed feasts of the Lord, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies." I repeat, these are God's appointed feasts. Can you go higher than that one? Can you think of something greater than God's appointed feasts? I remember the first time I heard these words was back in 1985, 86, and it irritated me to no end because it didn't fit my religious calendar. Until somebody gave me a Jewish calendar, which I just showed there to Jackie. And it shows the Shabbat, and it's not a legal thing. So I stress that. For those of you who are listening to this message for the first time, we're not saying that you are going back under the law. That is not what we're saying. But we are acknowledging by our obedience, setting a time aside to let God download into us what he's prepared. And it's a new year. We're finishing up 5771, and we're starting the year 5772. That's where we're at. So when the sun goes down, and there are three stars visible, we will be blowing the shofar. And my experience goes back to 1999. Those of you who know all this story, bear with me. I was in Israel with a rabbi and some of his friends and some of my friends from the church. And we were there for 10 days. And when it came to the Friday night time slot, I was privileged in the afternoon to bring a young man that had been brought up in the Orthodox Church to the Lord. And he accepted Jesus on our way back from the downtown area. And I actually gave him a little bit of a test. He had a son that was very ill and needed surgery, and he had no money to do that. And I told him about the anointing of holy oil. And he says, "Well, where can I get some?" And so Mom and I were with him, and I said to him, "Well, if you wait for me..." Now, remember, a taxi driver makes money, and if he has that little tag down and sitting, he's not making any money. So I kind of winked to Mom, and I said, "I will go upstairs to my room, and I will be coming back down." Mom had had the day off before because she was sick. So she went back in the room, and I went upstairs, got the oil, came back downstairs, and there to my blessing was the young driver. I gave him the bottle of oil, but I used it on him first, and the anointing came on him. He also gave me his cell phone number so we can connect. Now, this is about 2:30 in the afternoon. It's getting close to 4:30. And my rabbi friend finally shows up, who was supposed to take me to the Wailing Wall, because I had not been. And to make a long story short, he said to me, "There's no way we can go, it's Shabbat." Well, I had learned that a Shabbat elevator doesn't work. It just has no buttons. It only works when you go the one floor to the other. So I knew what that meant. I had learned the word Shabbat. That's Sabbath. Nothing works on Sabbath. Everybody's resting. So he says, "Where are we going to get anybody to take us to the Wailing Wall?" He says, "Everything is shut down." He says, "You're not going to get a taxi here or anywhere in the city." I said, well, how about if God has provided already? He says, what do you mean? I said, well, we had a young man that came to the Lord this afternoon, and I told him what I just got done telling you. I says, and I anointed him with oil, and I, gave me his phone number. He says, you're kidding. I said, no, I'm not kidding. I have the phone number. So I pulled out the phone number. He said, call him. So I asked to use a phone, and I called him. And unbeknownst to me, this young man was in a challenge space. Somebody was trying to rip him off. And when the phone rang, he thought it was the police. And they have a little flag on their car that they can literally flag help. And the policeman immediately came. So he said, yes, I'll be there. I will definitely pick you up. But he says, I need to take my friend with us, who's a Muslim young man. Do you have a problem with that? I says, absolutely not. He says, he lost his license because he was driving too fast, so he's being penalized, so he wants to come for the ride. Plus, he says, is it okay if he meets you too? I said, well, absolutely, we'll love to see him. So we got, the taxi comes, my rabbi friend says to me, do you think he's really going to wait for us at the Wailing Wall? I says, after what we've been through together, definitely, there's no hassle, he's going to wait for us. And so we got to the Wailing Wall. It's just about dusk, and of course I got my camera, and I'm going to be taking pictures. And you're not supposed to take pictures. That's a Shabbat. It's a push button thing. You're not supposed to do that. But I didn't know. So now it's getting dark, and of course the wall is quite intense, and I'm excited, and they give you a little yarmulke to put on your head, because otherwise you're not allowed into the corner. And a yarmulke is a little tiny skull cap. Okay, everybody know where that is? Okay. Well, I do have one because I bought one in Jerusalem, but not for the moment. The bottom line is, all of a sudden, there's people looking up, and they're all a bunch of young men there. There's no ladies. All a bunch of young men. Hundreds of them. I don't know, close to 1,000, maybe more. And they're all looking up, and I'm saying, what the world is they looking for? There must be some kind of a Sputnik or something going up, or some kind of anything. I'm looking for a falling star. I'm looking for anything. Nothing visible. So I said to the rabbi, I said, what in the world are they doing? And as I said this, they were looking for the third star, which, you know, again, God's word, everything is established in two or three witnesses. Well, the third star became visible at that point, and now this place is going up, and they're shouting, and they're jumping up and down, and they're blowing the shofar. And I said, Moshe, what is going on? He says, well, didn't you see the third star? Well, I didn't even know what they were looking for, you know. And so bottom line, I learned that this was the ritual that goes on every single Friday night in Israel and in other areas. That's how you know it's Shabbat. It's the third star that confirms that you are now into the new day. The new day always starts in darkness. It doesn't start with the morning. It starts in the evening. And it's controlled, obviously, by the elements. And so you can verify. So I was quite excited. And there was quite a few people sitting around and praying and putting things on the wall. And I had my list of things that I needed to put in the wall, because I had promised my pastor that I was going to put certain things there. But I might as well take my pictures right away, right? Well, did I get reprimanded? Oh, my God, but I did get two pictures. he says, they're going to definitely know you're a tourist. So I got corrected there, but the blessing was when we came back, and on our way back to the hotel, our Palestinian young man accepted Jesus and was born again. So we have two taxi drivers in Israel, and I still have their phone number. So God knows. God knows when we go back, we got connections. But that's how I had to learn by experience what these days are for. Shabbat is real. Is it a legal thing? Absolutely not. Is it a time for you that you can't take a picture? No. I think for them, it is what they live by, and they're honoring our God with the observance of the law. We have been called to be doing something in obedience. to take quality time. Whatever quality time you have for these days ahead, it's up to you. It's not something that I can dictate to you and say, oh, you got to do this. But I can tell you this. The very first year that I went literally with doing no work for the full Feast of Tabernacles was in 1988. And I had an impact in my life that I would never reverse. In fact, I'd love to do it again, but it's not to be. We were in a different place at a different time. But I can tell you that just be ready for whatever God wants to do. Because he's got a major, major plan for this night, right here, this night. So I want you to close your eyes one more time. Say, we're finishing 5771.
We're starting tonight.
A brand new year.
5772.
This is God's feast.
His appointed time.
Which we are to proclaim
as a sacred assembly
to please him
and to really do
a work inside of us
by his Holy Spirit.
Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Yes. It's ready to roll.